you are observing the show, and a guy who observes practice and has observations on a daily basis from Houston Texans training camp is my good pal John Harris. Johnny, good to see you as always, and let's start with a huge observation. The defense has looked just like it did down that stretch in 2015 so far in camp. They've looked dominant, haven't they?
That was a big question, I think, heading into 2016, because it didn't happen in 2015. I felt like in that first year of Romeo Crennel's defense in 2014, they finished strong. And people thought, well, they'll just build off of that into 2015. And they really didn't do it at the beginning of the season. They hit their stride about midway through. And then from that point on, it was a stellar defense. And that's the hope this year in 2016. Build off of that great finish that last half of the year when you were the number three defense in the league. And it looks that way. This group is together. They understand where everybody's supposed to be. They're all on the same page. And I think that, more than anything else, when you return 10 of 11 – of course, only 9 of 11 with J.J. not in training camp. 9 of 11 starters still. Look around the league. You don't find that anywhere where you find that many returning starters on a defense or an offense, a unit in and of itself. So having all those guys back is really helpful for continuity with this defense.
And you point out a key aspect of things. There's been no J.J. Watt, and a lot of folks thought, oh, well, that's going to lead to shakiness. That'll lead to unease. It's been the opposite. It's looked fantastic. And a guy who's flourished, albeit it's in camp, but a guy who's flourished so far has been Jadeveon Clowney. He's looked great.
Yeah, he has looked great. In fact, one play here in practice, he ran a ball down from the other side. It was a run going away from him.
Which we've seen him do on tape over the
years. We have seen him over the years. Not like this. The speed, the explosiveness. He ate up the running back strides in a second. And I believe it was Lamar Miller. He's back at full health. He's about 2 years removed from the microfracture surgery. And it shows. I mean, his explosiveness is back. But his counterpart, Whitney Mercilus, has looked just as good. When you watch Whitney Mercilus rush the quarterback and he's going one-on-one against these tackles, man, he looks really good. And whether it's against the tackles or one thing that they did with him later in the year, Drew's put him over the center, he can rush from there too. Those two have had a really good start to camp.
And I spoke with Whitney this week, and he said it's a lot different than the previous two camps he's been through under O'Brien. And I suppose really all his camps he's been in as a professional. I think something's clicked in his mind. He said it's his mindset is different.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more confidence, and that's enormous because he didn't have that same confidence last year and he went out and had 12 sacks. What might he be able to do now?
Yeah, and I think for Whitney and particular players, it's this way. I know when I was a player, I needed that confidence boost. Mm-hmm. And to know that you're the man, you're the starter, you're not in competition for a job. It's Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney. Knowing that, I think, is the type of thing that can really spur Whitney on. But I think what he learned and has learned over the last couple of years as a pass rusher, where to put hands, when to throw a spin move, what type of pass rush move. He's learned that with the great assistance of Mike Vrabel, and Jadeveon's learned the same thing. They've learned how to use their hands, and their technique has improved so much more. That's made them such more effective pass rushers and coming off the edge. But I think for Whitney, it's all about confidence, and he has a ton of it, and you can see it. He has become one of the leaders of this defense, and even without J.J. Watt, you still have Brian Cushing, but now you've got Whitney Mercilus. He's been here for a while. His leadership is really coming to the forefront.
In the inside linebacking core and then in the secondary, out of that group or those two groups combined, give me some guys that have really stood out to you that have made waves.
Well, one guy I've been watching from the first day he stepped on field at Mississippi State is a guy I love, is Bernardrick McKinney. He had a hit on goal line the first day in pads that I can just – it's so vivid
in my imagination.
It's
the play of camp so far.
It really is. Yeah. He looks bigger. But when you say that, you think, oh, that guy got bigger. He's probably slower. But that is not the case. But I think also what he's done is he understands this defense so much more. He doesn't need Brian Cushing to get him in the right spot. So when Brian gets a day off, Bernardrick can step in. He can get everybody where they need to be.
The mental aspect has gotten sharper
absolutely.
And bigger as well. Yeah.
And Ray Lewis has talked about that. All linebackers talk about that. What they lose physically over the years, they gain back cerebrally. And I think Bernardrick's getting that early, his second year in the defense, that's really made this run defense, I think, really stout early in camp.
Let's flip things over. What have you observed from Brock Osweiler as far as progressing in this offense?
Well, I think that's the key word. It's progress. You're not going to find that synergy right away with a bunch of new receivers, at least to you. Mm-hmm. But you can see what he's starting to form with number 10. You can see what he's got with DeAndre Hopkins. And he's starting to learn what his other guys can do. Look, Will Fuller can get down to the field. If I'm going to throw it deep, I got to let it go because that guy can go get it. Where do you throw the ball to Braxton Miller? Steven Anderson, the tight end, he can catch anything. Just get it in his area code. So he's starting to learn his receiver core. And I think that's big, Drew, to know where to throw. throw, who to throw it to, and sometimes when not to throw it to a particular guy out in a route. So he's starting to gain that as the days go on. This offense will get better and better. It's going to be slow at first, but it'll get improved over the days.
You said the word slow. We've heard about the word fast and speed after the draft and what the Texans did. How have you seen that translate onto the field so far?
Well, I just think everything is done faster. Yeah. Wide receivers are getting to routes quicker. You see defenders having to react to that. They're getting to their spots quicker. I think that's the biggest thing. And in the run game, when you have Lamar Miller who can run into the 4.4s, even into the 4.3s, you're talking about Akeem Hunt and Tyler Irvin. You're talking about guys that have some jets. And then you put them in the passing game. And now you got to try and match up with them in the passing game. And that is really, really difficult. So I think you're seeing that speed manifest itself. And we've only scratched the surface, Drew. We've only scratched the surface on what this group together can do. And when it clicks, it might be the fastest and can be ultimately the most explosive unit. How the production comes along, we'll see. But as far as dynamic, explosive playmakers, this offense has it.
We're just scratching the surface on the offense. We're just scratching the surface here on Texans Huddle, because when we come back, we got the general manager, Rick Smith, stopping by. Observations with John Harris, one of the best things HoustonTexans.com does. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.
See you in a minute.